Thank you for calling customer care. My name is Rachel. May I please have your zip code to pull up your account?
23225.
I don't know what account you're talking about.
Okay, ma'am. How is it that I can assist today?
I got a notice from my bank that somebody tried to take money out of my checking account.
Okay, so you're calling in regarding a charge that you've received?
They didn't let it go through. I'm trying to see what it is.
Okay, so I will assist with that. If you could also please provide me with your name.
Sherry Cook. What's Shield Pay something? What is that?
I wouldn't know, ma'am. We provide customer service to 400 online companies. So with information you provide to us, we use that to access our database.
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. It was for, I don't know. I have no idea.
Okay, let's see. And for security purposes, if you'd also verify your address, please.
I live at 1004 Farshew Drive, Richmond, Virginia, 23225.
Okay, Forest Drive, and I'm sorry, what was that city and state again?
No, I live in Forest View, Richmond, Virginia.
Okay, it does show Forest View Drive, excuse me. And Richmond, Virginia is the city and state. Okay, just one moment, please.
It says for a dollar, and then they gave it back. I just don't know what it is. To say that I did it or whatever.
All right, so I have gotten an account pulled up that shows your name, Sherry Cook, and it shows your address is shipping and billing. And our system shows a canceled account for a Vibe watch, which is a fitness watch. It looks like you called in. Well, no, this was in 2020. Excuse me. This is not even something that's recent.
I did one last night, and then it like disappeared. I didn't even know it took my money.
Okay, ma'am. What is the charge again that you said that you were billed?
It says purchase Shield Pay. SHLDG $1, and then it gave back my dollar. It was the way it looks. That's what I was charged for.
Okay.
And the bank just wanted to know if I did the charge or not. I guess they got my card blocked. I'm just calling because they asked me to call. But what are you talking about?
I'm talking about information that I accessed, with what you just provided. We have this was a closed account in the year of 2020. It shows it was November 16th of 20. You called in regarding charges, but that was taken care of. But for the charge of $1 that you're speaking of, mm-hmm. I'm not pulling up any information regarding that. Let me try looking in a second database here.
This happened.
Okay, let's see. And what was the charge? Was $1?
Yes, ma'am. Actually, it was. Let me make sure I'm on the right thing. You ain't got me confused now. Yeah, because that watch you're speaking of, I had to send back or something. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not certain, ma'am. I've gone out of that database. I'm in another database, but it shows that it was, yes, ma'am. That was closed for that watch. But for...
Let me find it again. I've lost it. Hold on, ma'am. I'm on my phone. It, like, runs all together. I apologize. I had three charges on my card. I'm assuming in the middle of the night or something, and they sent me a text telling me to email telling me to verify it. I can't verify it if I don't know what it is. You know what I mean?
Okay, ma'am. So with your name and a second database that I've looked in here, it shows your name and it shows your address here that you just verified is shipping and billing. The 1004 Forest View Drive there in Richmond, Virginia, same zip code, 23225. It shows that there was an attempt to process an order for the Focus watch. And it shows that it was declined.
Returned or something back to my car. Okay, that's fine. Because I didn't think it went through. It was an ad from Verizon.
We don't have all that information. It just shows there was a declined attempt to pay $5.97 as the shipping and handling.
No, this was for $1. I don't even know why my card was declined because it's got $110 in it, so I don't even know why the card's declined. But this was yesterday, and it said Shield Pay, it's SHLD Pay SHLDG in y'all's phone number.
I don't know, ma'am. The company doesn't have any charges for $1. But that's what I located for that denial. And it shows it was May 18th.
This is for the 19th.
I'm not pulling up anything for today's date. We don't have any charges for $1. This was $5.97, but it didn't go through.
Yeah, this is for $1. I'm assuming they gave it back. Let me call my bank because I have no idea what's going on. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you for calling customer care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.